This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a whirlwind of negativity. Deadlines, traffic jams, that one annoying co-worker, it's enough to make you want to pull the covers over your head and hide. But guess what? You don't have to. That's where stoicism comes in, friends. Today we're diving deep into how letting go of negativity can be your secret weapon for finding peace amidst the chaos. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, Brandon. Trust me, I get it. But believe me, this isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. Stoicism is actually about mastering your emotions, not suppressing them. Think of it like this. Negativity is like that annoying fly buzzing around your head. You can swat at it all day, getting more frustrated, or you can simply step away from the situation and let it buzz off on its own. So how do we actually do that? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the negativity and find your inner zen. Number 1. Recognize your thoughts. This might seem obvious, but sometimes we're so caught up in our whirlwind of emotions that we forget to even acknowledge what's going on in our heads. Take a moment, breathe deeply, and simply observe your thoughts without judgment. Are they positive? Negative? Just neutral observations. By becoming aware of your thought patterns, you can start to identify those pesky negative ones. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever had that inner voice telling you, you're not good enough? What is this going to be, a disaster? Well, it's time to put that voice on trial. Ask yourself, is this thought really true, or what evidence do I have to support this? Often, those negative thoughts are just distortions of reality. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. Life throws curveballs at us all the time. There are things we can't change, like the weather, other people's actions, or even that embarrassing moment from your middle school dance days. But what we can control is our reaction to those situations. Instead of getting bogged down by the uncontrollable, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your attitude, your actions, and your choices. Remember, peace comes from within, not from external circumstances. Number 4. Practice gratitude. You know that feeling when you come home after a long day and sink into your favorite comfy chair. Or when you take a bite of that perfect slice of pizza. That's gratitude at work. Make it a habit to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A grateful heart is a peaceful heart. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, which can make a world of difference. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. This one is crucial. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to succeed at everything, to never show weakness. But that's just setting ourselves up for failure and disappointment. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have bad days. That's okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing, I'm going to be late, my boss is going to be furious, I'll miss my chance to sound familiar. This is where stoicism comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you can. 1. Recognize that your thoughts are just thoughts, not facts. 2. Challenge the thought, will being late really ruin my entire career? Probably not. 3. Focus on what you can control. Listening to some calming music, using this time for a quick meditation, or even catching up on an audiobook. 4. Be grateful for the fact that you have a safe car and a way to get where you need to go. And most importantly, 5. Be kind to yourself, accidents happen. Breathe deeply and remember that everything will work out in the end. So there you have it. 5 powerful steps to let go of negativity and find peace amidst the chaos. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. It's about choosing how we respond to life's challenges, rather than letting them control us. Ready to take action? Start today by practicing one of these steps. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom, leave a review on your favorite podcast app, or join our community on social media. We're all in this journey together. Remember, peace is within reach. It starts with you. Until next time, stay calm and keep striving for that inner chaos control.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.